Hi, my name is Four, and welcome to the Love in Focus, the podcast for moms where we explore, discover, build community with our only child. Let's get going. Okay. You know what I mean. Let's start with the program. Oh, my goodness.
Hello. So if you're joining me for the first time, welcome. And if you are a regular, welcome. Okay, so my name is Four, and I'm so excited to talk about having a baby in your 40s. You heard me. The number 40. So if you're a mom and you are in your 40s and you've only had one baby, maybe you can relate to some of these experiences I've had. So first of all, did I choose to have a baby at 40? No, I did not. My husband and I, we were trying for many, many years. Many, I'm going to say 10. For some, it might be longer. You've tried to have a baby. And for others, maybe not as long. But we, after 10 years, praise the Lord, we have a baby. And so I wanted to share about what it was like when you're building your community and you may be the only one at that time who's had a child at 40. So you can relate to some of my stories. And so, for example, my group of friends who were moms, they were stay-at-home moms, because at that time I was a stay-at-home mama, they were in their early 30s. And this is the, I'm laughing, because this is what I got from them. They were so kind. But every now and then, you would hear another mum say, "Ah, if I had my child really late, I don't know if I can move as much. Or I don't want to look like a grandmother, you know, if I had it really late." And they're in their 30s. And I'm sitting there like, oh my goodness, I'm in my 40s. I too want to move my body. I too don't want to be a grandmother. But then I thought, hey, I've met quite a few grandmothers in their 40s, late 40s, and they look really, really awesome. I'm telling you, they are rocking it. Their bodies are awesome. They're beautiful. And they have a lot of energy. So I'm thinking, I wonder in their mind, what does a grandma look like? Because I know from experience, my grandmothers, my husband's grandmother, I tell you, not only is she amazing, but she loves to cook. She's very, very energetic. She has a lot of energy. She serves, she gives, she loves, and she is always doing things. And I'm not saying, because people want to be with her. They want to be with her. She's always on the phone. People are calling. You know, she's always her and grandpa. They're just living and loving life. So they have, and they look really young. So if I compare them to other people, I'm like, yeah. And they're happy. They're happily in love. So having your child at 40s, if you've just had a baby in your 40s and you're wondering, oh my goodness, take it from me, from my own experience, that as long as you know when your body needs rest, regardless if you're in your 30s or 20s, or maybe you're a lot younger, you know, late 20s. Or if you're, you know, a lot older than 40s, you know when your body needs a rest. And second of all, from my experience, regardless if you have a child, no matter what age, you know, for the first month or so, you're going to have some sleepless nights. Unless you're like me, honestly, I had my sister and she helped me. So I'm going to laugh because my sister stayed with me and she pretty much did everything. And I woke up like Cinderella, like, la, 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 this life is good. I mean, this is amazing. My baby's being fed. You know, she was giving her the bottle. She's changing her diaper, or if you call it nappy. I mean, and she's attending to all her needs. And my sister is just giving me love and support. And she's cooking dinner. And I'm like, motherhood is a breeze. Well, hello, hello, hello. Yeah, when my sister left, I was like, what the heck? What happened? Oh, my goodness. So it depends on your support. Like if you have that support for the first few months or a month or even a week or few days, or if you don't, and no matter what age, you're going to get tired. So, and another thing I noticed, I guess because I didn't know what I didn't know, because I couldn't compare it, my experience, I couldn't compare having another child. So if my body felt a certain way, I'm like, well, that's how my body feels. Unless I read it, you know, I Googled it, what is your body supposed to feel after having a child at 40? Well, for me, I had already prepped physically, like I was really healthy and also not only healthy, but mentally as well, as best as I could, having the support system I had. And then because I had a C-section, I just didn't, like I moved around, but not to the point where it would be so sore I couldn't just get up again. Like I knew my insides would need to take time to heal. But I did do the laundry, you know, wash the dishes. The only thing that I noticed a lot was driving, especially because I had Olivia in February, and that was during the winter. So going, driving in the snow, and especially going over the railway tracks. Now those, if I could avoid the railway tracks, I would go a longer way because they were not fun after having a C-section. Like I really had to like, ugh. So, and also, you know, in my 40s, I just had it just visualizing that I was going to enjoy it. And so because it was something that I waited. And I feel like had I waited or if I had it earlier, I still would have been the same because it's something that I really wanted to have a baby. And so in my 40s now, okay, so now I'm how old? 47? Like, how am I? I'm 47. Do I get tired? Yes, I do. Do I have energy? Yes, I do have energy. I guess it's all depending on where you are at. So even my friends who are, I know another mom, and she's similar age to me, and she works full time, and she's in ministry, and she also cooks, cleans, she's loving on her husband. And, you know, she takes rest like too when she needs rest. And then we talk about how we get tired too. So it depends. And I guess when I heard these women talk about, oh, I don't want to, you know, I just couldn't, I look a certain way. I'm like, hello, not this mama in 40. I plan on looking still nicely. And what does still nicely mean? Meaning combing my hair when I can, brushing my teeth, wearing clean clothes, and putting on some makeup every now and then. I even might buy a new top. But it's all relative. So if you have friends or if you're around a group of moms that are a lot younger than you, and if they say things like, oh, if you had a baby when you're a lot later and, oh, you're going to look like a grandmother, you know what? You know what I say to that? Bah humbug. if I was there, I would just give you a wink and I'd be like, no. I tell you, the mums at 40 are rocking it. Well, the ones I know that are rocking it. We are doing the best we can with the time that is given. We gave birth to a 40, you know, we are 40 years old. And that means we pretty much know a little bit more about our bodies and what it needs and what it doesn't need. And it is okay. It truly is okay to have a baby at 40. And I say that because I had my baby at 40. Now, if you're listening to this and you're saying, but I had my baby at 30, you know what? That is such a blessing as well. So in a nutshell, it doesn't matter what age you have your baby. For me, as long as you are healthy, like you take care of yourself and you surround yourself with friends who are encouraging to you. And don't be so hard on yourself if you're the only 40-year-old mum with an only child in your group. Because you're going to come across some people just say the most silliest things. And for whatever reason, maybe they say it because maybe they watched a movie. Maybe they had a friend who were of a similar age. Who knows? But if I could go back and tell them, if they said it again, I'd be like, no, that's not true. Because I'm 47 years old now. And I feel like if I could take that same situation and I could say, you were tired. Remember you said that you were tired? So, and you know what? It's okay to laugh about it. Like if people say silly things, you're like, ha, 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 ha. Like whatever. Or, you know what? I could always ask them why. I did not ask them. Well, I guess because at the time when they were saying those things, they weren't really waiting for me to ask them why. They were just saying, I think they were just speaking from their own experience. But I wanted to encourage the mums that are listening that have, they've had their baby at 40 years old. Like, it is, for me, it's beautiful because that was my experience. Having Olivia at 40, I was just so happy to have her and be surrounded by people who loved on me and helped me. And I've also have a lot of help. I've been so blessed to have people who continue to help me. Yes, this 40-year-old mama. And because a lot of my family and friends, good friends, have been mums like longer, some of them many, many, many years. And so, and they know me. And so I don't have to go on this journey on my own. And then there's premenopause and menopause. Oh my goodness. I tell you, that would be another episode of, you know, being a mum of an only child and going through menopause. Like I asked my husband, I said, hey, you know, I think I've handled this pretty well. And he kind of looked at me and he was like, huh? Yeah. I think he just smiled in some ways like, yep, if that's what you think. So mama, I hope that you get the opportunity as you're building your community and you're meeting new moms and you're building friendships that you will get to meet other moms similar your age. Because then you kind of have this language, like when I meet other moms similar my age and we just laugh about just things. Like what are, for example, this would be silly. And I don't know if this is silly. It's like picking up toys. Now, I think picking up toys at any age after a while, it just gets like, well, you know what? Who has time to pick up these toys? No one has time. I keep, regardless, no matter what age. But it's funny because when I sit with the other mom, who's my age, and we just reminisce on, just about, because our daughter's a similar age, and just the life of, you know, doing the laundry, cooking, going to work, loving on our family, loving on ourselves, and just doing the daily things around the house. And we're like, oh my goodness, we do a lot. and we're like in our late 40s. I tell you, I have so much respect for moms who are a lot older than me, because I'm thinking, wow, what do I have to complain about? They look amazing, those mums who are raising an only child. And I wonder, it's because, A, you just do. You just do, and you just be. You're just loving on your child. You're loving on your family. And you're loving on the body. Like me, once I had my baby, I'm growing into loving, you know, you have your up and downs. But I love the body I have. And I told this other mom, I said, I love the body I have because this body serves. This body gives lots of hugs to her husband and daughter. And it helps cook some meal, cleans up around the house. It goes to work. You know, this body is good. It's good. It's good. And it's the one I got. So I love it. I love the way it moves. And I say I love the way it moves because it can move from A to B. And I really appreciate it that I'm able to still walk. And I appreciate that I can hug. And I have the opportunity to, you know, to do things, because I know there are other people out there who are not able to, you know, certain disabilities. So I should be grateful with what I have and how I use it to show how much I love my family and how much I love myself is like a wonderful opportunity to be grateful. And so I wanted to let you know, mom, if you're 40 years old and you've just had baby, and you are wondering, oh, you know, I heard some friends and they're saying, I heard some people say, oh, I shouldn't have baby so late. Well, you know what? That's not your story. Your story is you gave birth to a beautiful baby at 40 years old, and you are doing the best you can with the time that's given. And you are the best mom for your child. You are the best mom. And I say that with all my heart. And you are the best wife. You are the best you. You are doing the best you can with the time that is given to you, that is gifted to you. And you are amazing. And there are going to be days where you might eat a lot of chocolates, or for those who love to go for a run, or for those who have coffee, or for those who are like me, like to take an extra nap because you just want to have a nap, or maybe read a book, or go for a walk, or go for a swim. You know, I just want to let you know that you are wonderful, and to take care of yourself and tell yourself that you are amazing. I mean, take the time in the morning and look at yourself and say, you are amazing. You are a gift from God. You are a gift to the family and to the community. And really mean it. Really feel how much, because what you say is like, it like sows like beautiful flowers, if I can put it to words. Or if you're like, oh, I'm not sure about flowers. You know what? it creates a beautiful perfume, if you like perfume. And people love that about you. And you have a beautiful smile, and your eyes are beautiful. And you, once again, you are rocking it. You are. I mean, hello, you show up, you're loving on your family. And motherhood, even at motherhood, I mean, I've only got 6 years, Olivia's going to be 7 soon. I've only got 6 years plus going on 7 years into this, and I'm still figuring it out. I'm still learning, and I'm 47. So if you just had a baby, you know, I pray that you will find the support you need. And if you don't have the support you need, you know, my encouragement is to go and create it. And if you're wondering, how do I go and create it? It's going to take some time. But write down what type of support do you need. Now, it might mean that if you physically can't find anyone in your community right now, there might be some online groups, and you might have to reach out and find those groups. Now, I'm always going to use Facebook because I know Facebook, or you can type in online for particular groups. If you can go to church and find those groups, or if you can look up in your community for groups. So that's if family is like too far apart, like physically, and they cannot be there in time, or regarding you might live in different time zones, so calling your family members, that's not always going to be, depending, like, oh, they live in different time zones, and so it's not always going to be convenient. Well, my encouragement is to go online and maybe go on Facebook, because Facebook has so many groups, or type in mom Facebook groups, and then usually the mom groups, they have it broken down to smaller groups. And then you can find your niche and what particular, like there might be a 40-year-old mom groups. And that way you can, the similar conversations, experiences, stories, you'll be able to relate to that. And you might have questions regarding of your own stories that you want to share, or, you know, you might have something. And so I would recommend to type, just to go to Facebook and type that group, those type of groups, if you're wanting just to connect to a community online as you are looking for online group. I mean, sorry, as you're looking for a group, you know, physically in your community. Well, Mom, once again, I want to thank you for listening. I feel like the time goes by quick. But I wanted to thank you for listening to Focus. I'm laughing. To Love and Focus, Building Community with Our Only Child, One Episode at a Time. So thank you for subscribing, and I really appreciate you listening. So if you're listening too, give me a shout out in the comment. And put your hands up and say, hey, I'm listening to you. And then I would love to say your name, just to say hi, to say thanks for listening. Love to call out your name. For example, Maureen. Thank you, Maureen Fox, for listening. I appreciate you. And for those, if you want me to call out your name, just write your name down in the comment, and I will give you a shout out. Bye. See you in the next episode.